through the
Magi coming, bringing their gifts. It was pretty cool. And my part is easy today. I just need to read the Christmas story to you out of the Word of God. It's always a Christmas is always a special time. Without the birth of Jesus, we have no hope. So I love Christmas, and I love what it means for us. And so this morning I'm going to share with you mostly out of Luke. As I was looking at the Gospels, Luke has the best account of the Christmas story and how Mary and Joseph came together. And it actually starts in Luke where Zechariah and Elizabeth were going to have a child then in their old age. And John the Baptist was going to be born. And then in the sixth month, it says God sent the angel. I'm going to actually be in beginning in verse 26, chapter 1 in Luke. So if you want to follow along. In the sixth month, it said God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. I can just imagine how troubled Mary was at a greeting like that. I mean, an angel came and told her that she was going to have a baby that was going to be the Son of God. And then it says the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus." And over in Matthew's account, it goes on to say he will be the Messiah that you're looking for. Jesus, this son that you're going to have will be your salvation. He will be the one who is going to save the world. And so that's what Jesus means. The name Jesus means Messiah. It says he will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. And the next few verses are actually Mary's response, Mary's song of joy that she sings. And I'm not going to read all that. We could spend a couple hours going through all of the Christmas story. So let's go on over to chapter 2 now. And begin at the birth of Jesus. It says, "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths or swaddling clothes, some versions say, placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Again, you can imagine being a shepherd out with your sheep and watching your flocks out in the pastures where they were, and all of a sudden the sky is totally lit up. And an angel, just one angel, but it says the glory of the Lord appeared. And we know from back in the Old Testament, when the glory of the Lord appeared, it was bright. It was very, very bright. So it was probably lit up as bright as the day at nighttime, and the angels were terrified. They were scared of what was going on. So the angel brought them this news. He said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news, great joy. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord, for he is the Messiah. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, for just as they had been told. Everything that the angels told them was true. They found it all true. So as they went to Bethlehem to see if what the angels told them was really happening, it happened just as they said. And that is the Christmas story according to Luke. Matthew actually adds the part about the wise men. So if you want to turn back to Matthew, I believe it's chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2. It's interesting how the different Gospels, each one of them saw it a little differently. So I couldn't find anything in Luke that talked about the Magi coming with bringing their gifts, and I wanted to share that part of it this morning as well. So in chapter 2, beginning at verse 1, it says, "After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, 'Where is the one who's been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.'" So they saw his star over Bethlehem, and so they began to follow it until they came to Bethlehem to worship. It says, "When King Herod heard that he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him, when he had called together all the chief people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. 'In Bethlehem in Judea,' they replied, 'for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way. The star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. Having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. So God was watching over his son. Herod didn't want to go worship him. He wanted to destroy him. And so they were able to go home by a different way instead of going back to Herod and tell him. Christmas story is just, like I said, it's probably one of the most important parts of our life, the part that brings us hope. I got a letter from my sister this week, and she included on it a Christmas letter from Jesus, and I just wanted to share this with you before we close today. It says, "When you look for me at Christmas, you won't need a special star. I'm no longer just in Bethlehem. I'm right here. Where you are. You may not be aware of me amid the celebrations. You'll have to look beyond the stores and all the decorations. But if you take a moment from your list of things to do to close your eyes and say a prayer, I'm waiting here for you. You're the one I want to be with. You're the reason that I came. And you'll find me in the stillness where I'm whispering your name." So Jesus is here with us today. We don't have to look for the star. We can find him in everything we do, can't we? Praise the Lord for his goodness. As we close today, I would love to do an invitation. If any of you need to pray with us about anything, we'd love to pray with you. But if any of you have never accepted the Lord and you would like to do that today, we'd love to pray with you for your salvation, because that's why Jesus came. That's why he was born. He was born the Messiah, the deliverer, salvation of the world. So if you'd like to do that this morning, we'd love to share that time with you. So we invite you to come and pray with us this morning as we close with the final song.
Children, if you can rejoin me.
Us?
Rejoin us.
Guys, nice and loud.